You are listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Harold Ramis Film School in Chicago recently celebrated its first graduating class. We'll talk to a Sheboygan native who was in that first group of graduates.
First, deadly wildfires are raging in Northern California, strengthening today as winds pick up. The wildfires have killed at least 21 people. Authorities say they've located more than 100 people who were reported missing, but 560 are still unaccounted for.
Here's a woman in Calistoga, California, driving through her neighborhood. This audio from CNN.
This is my neighborhood in flames. Completely in flames.
John Hopewell is the earth science specialist for the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
John, how and where exactly did these wildfires get started?
Well, they started in Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino County, the areas north of San Francisco. For background information, California just went through 5 years of some of the worst drought on record, followed by extremely wet winter this year, which provided a lot of rain to grasses and fine fuels, which had a bumper crop. And then actually we went into a serious drought situation over the summer and into the early fall is typically fire season in Northern California, what's called Diablo winds down in Southern California. They're known as Santa Ana winds. But a high-pressure system sets up over to the east in Nevada, and winds flow down from the Sierras into the coastal areas. High winds that get accelerated by the canyons, and if there's an ignition, and 95% of fires in California are started by man, either intentionally or unintentionally, there's an ignition source. These fires spread incredibly rapidly. 79-mile-an-hour wind was clocked in Sonoma County overnight on Sunday. So these fires started locally. The sources are unknown at this time. We don't know exactly. We know there weren't thunderstorms in the area, so it's not lightning. I think most likely we're going to find out that it was human-caused. It could be arson, or it could have been unintentional.
What do you think it is about the wet winter that wasn't enough to keep California from being quite so dry when it went into another period of drought?
Well, you know, it's kind of they got all that rain and then it just got completely dry. So there was just the ground was loaded with fuel. You got to remember also there are a lot of dead trees from the 5 year drought. Somewhere around 10 million dead trees in the entire state of California. So it was just bad luck that they had a bumper crop of fine fuels and grasses going into what is normally their fire season.
Now, officials have said that one of the challenges with these fires is that sometimes they're ignited overnight, so people might be sleeping when the fires are started. They don't catch them right away. How quickly can this happen? It seems like as soon as you catch it, it shouldn't be out of control yet. What about that factor, the surprise factor?
Yeah, that was a major contributing factor, and why probably we're going to find a lot more than 21 people dead, you said in the lead-in, that 560 are missing. And a lot of that could be because of communication breakdown. But the seminal event in California was the Oakland Hills fire back in 1991. This now, what we're referring to as the Columbus Day firestorm, happened 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, 1 in the morning. It caught people in bed and totally unsurprised. I also heard one report that in Santa Rosa, the emergency alert system was activated, but it didn't transmit. So people didn't hear it on their weather radios or text messages.
I've heard the media reporting who are on the ground that firefighters in these California fires, they're in the mode to save lives. It doesn't sound like they're necessarily focusing on containing it or putting it out. What does that say to you?
That says to me that it's a dire situation. Tonight it's going to ramp up again. There's red flag warnings, which is severe fire conditions, not only in north of San Francisco, but down south of San Francisco as well. So people should be alert tonight and monitoring the news, because we could see another firestorm tonight, and hopefully people will not be laying in bed.
Talking to John Hopewell right now, earth science specialist for the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post, talking about the devastating wildfires in Northern California. And John, this is being built, and you described some of the terrain here as the wine country, Sonoma, Mendocino County. If the fires continue to spread, what areas are going to be in danger next?
Well, you know, these winds swirl. They predominantly come out of the north and northeast, but it's rugged terrain. It's mountainous terrain. There's canyons, and you can get spot fires from embers that are being blown miles in either direction. It's almost like a tornadic type event, but on a huge scale, where winds are swirling all over and dropping embers almost randomly. So it's very hard for the firefighters to put containment lines in these type of conditions, because fires can hop the containment lines. They can go around them. This is an extremely challenging fire for firefighters to combat.
This year seems to be especially bad for wildfires. We've had incredible natural disasters with hurricanes in Houston and Puerto Rico. Now the wildfires, we already had a batch that we reported on earlier. Is this an especially bad year for wildfires?
Yeah, it's been a bad year up in the Pacific Northwest, and in Montana they had near record wildfires. It's, again, California, this Northern California situation has the same background as the fires up in the Northwest, where we've had an extremely dry summer after a wet winter and an excessive amount of fuels. But the Western U.S. has evolved with fire. Northern California is what's known as the chaparral. It's scrub oak. It's scrub sage. It depends on fires to come through and burn off and regenerate with ash. What we have now is what's called the wildland urban interface. So where fires used to just burn through unpopulated areas, now it's burning through Santa Rosa. They took a huge hit. Suburbs are expanding farther out into the chaparral, exposing people to more chance of fire. So it's a above average year for fires, but the ecology, the Western ecology, has evolved with fire. Unlike the East Coast, Appalachian Mountains, those forests are not as linked to fires as the Western forests are.
Is there anything going forward that we can do about where we build and the kind of landscapes that we cultivate that could make the area, particularly in California, as we look at the fires there, that could make that area less susceptible to this kind of catastrophic damage?
Yeah, there are. And insurance companies do require homeowners in certain areas to create buffer zones, to take down trees within certain feet of a structure to make sure that there's not available gasoline and sheds to explode, stuff like that. It just depends on where you are, what the municipality requires, what the insurance companies requires. But we could do a lot more.
Now, when we talked to you last, we were talking about some of the smoke that was being generated in the Pacific Northwest from the fires out there and in Montana, and how it was affecting weather in fairly faraway parts of the country. Are we going to see the same thing with these California fires?
The situation's a different. I don't see these, because the jet stream is much farther north currently during these fires that are burning. But San Francisco is absolutely choking on smoke right now. The Bay Area Air Quality District has put out an alert for what's called 2.5 p.m. It's a particulate matter from smoke that's so small that you can inhale it into your bloodstream. The areas in Santa Rosa and Napa and Mendocino are also, the air quality is atrocious. People are being told to stay indoors with filtered air. So the smoke situation is as bad as it was in Portland and Seattle, and maybe even worse, but it's more of a localized issue this time around.
John, thank you so much for joining us again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was John Hopewell, Earth Science Specialist for the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. He joined us there to talk about the devastating wildfires in Northern California. They seem to be getting worse today with increased winds.